感谢神的恩典。
I do thank the Lord.
够资格被介绍为神的仆人。
To have the privilege to be introduced as the servant of God.
觉得自己不配。
I feel that I'm not qualified.
这几天看见神在这里所做的。
These few days I've seen how God worked in our midst.
心里面很受感动。
I'm very much touched in my heart.
我相信神要借着这一次的 Nacos.
I believe that God will use this Nacos.
在中国的教会历史上兴起更大的复兴。
To set a greater revival to the church, Chinese church in our history.
今天晚上想用一段很熟悉的经文。
Tonight I'd like to use a very familiar passage from the Bible.
和各位一起思想。
To consider with you.
这一段经文对于我个人很有帮助。
This passage has been very helpful to myself.
我相信借着神的灵也可以帮助我们每一个属他的人。
I believe that by the Spirit of God, it can also bring help to each one that belongs to Him.
这是马可福音第十四章。
Mark chapter 14.
第三节到第九节。
Verses 3 to 9.
我们自用中文读。
We'll read only in Chinese.
马可福音十四章第三节到第九节。
Mark chapter 14, verses 3 to 9.
这是一段很熟悉的经文。
This is a very familiar passage.
这是玛利亚打破玉瓶的故事。
This is the story of Mary breaking the bottle.
耶稣在伯大尼长大马蜂的西门家里坐席的时候，有一个女人拿着一玉瓶至贵的真拿达香膏来，打破玉瓶，把膏浇在耶稣的头上。有几个人心中很不喜悦，说：“何用这样枉费香膏呢？这香膏可以卖三十多两银子周济穷人。”他们就向那女人生气。耶稣说：“由他吧，为什么难为他呢？他在我身上做的是一件美事，因为常有穷人和你们同在，要向他们行善，随时都可以，只是你们不常有我。他所做的是尽他所能的，他是为我安葬的事，把香膏预先浇在我身上。我实在告诉你们，普天之下，无论在什么地方传这福音，也要诉说这女人所做的，以为纪念。”在四本福音书里面，这个故事被记载了三次。
In the four Gospels, this story was mentioned three times.
马太、马可、约翰都有记载。
Matthew, Mark, and John all had recordings of this incident.
在约翰福音是记载在第十二章。
In John, it's recorded in chapter 12.
在约翰福音书里面，我们可以看见一个很重要的事实。
In the Gospel of John, we can see a very important truth.
那就是在这件事情发生之前，是正好主耶稣让拉撒路复活那件事情发生了。
And that is prior to this incident, Lazarus was raised from the dead.
我相信玛利亚有那瓶香膏有了一段时间。
I believe that Mary had this box of ointment in possession for a while.
但是一直到那件事情发生了以后，她才敢把她所最爱的毫无保留地交给神。
But it was only after that incident that she was willing and she dared to send what was best for her to give what was best for her to the Lord.
当她亲身知道神的能力以后。
After she realized the power of God,
当她亲身地体验了主耶稣的爱以后，
after she had experienced the love of Jesus Christ,
那个爱是直接与她有切身的关系的爱。
This love had a personal relation with her.
她毫无保留的。
And so she had no reservation.
她也敢把最爱的那一瓶香膏浇在主耶稣的身上。
She was willing and she dared to give that box of ointment, which was most precious to her, to the Lord.
今天很多的基督徒，
today to many Christians.
不敢也不肯把最爱的放在神的祭坛上。
They dare not, they are not willing to place what is most precious to them on the altar.
很可能是因为他们对于主耶稣的认识不够。
It's quite possible that they do not know the Lord enough.
今天晚上要和各位一起思想当日发生的这件事情。
Tonight, I'd like to share with you concerning the incident that happened that day.
让我们看见我们的主耶稣好像在我们中间。
That we may see Jesus as though he is in our midst.
让我们亲自再一次听见他的话。
Let's hear him once again.
那一天有一个女人打破了一瓶至贵的真拿达香膏。
That day there was a woman that broke a box of ointment of spikenard, very precious.
当她做了这件事情以后，很多的门徒就指责她，批评她。
After she did this, there were many disciples that criticized her, that blamed her, scolded her.
他们不但是指责她，批评她，并且生气。
Not only did they scold her, not only did they criticize her, they were angry.
在约翰福音书里面记载，说那个话的是犹大。
In John, it tells us that the one that spoke out was Judas.
约翰福音告诉我们，犹大说这个话不是因为他体念穷人。
John tells us that Judas said this not because he was concerned about the poor.
因为他是一个贼，常常偷取里面的钱囊的东西。
But because he was a thief and very often would steal from the purse.
所以他说那句话，他的动机是犯罪的。
And therefore, the motivation was sinful.
但是如果是从动机里面看，我们知道那个说话的犹大是错的。
From the point of view of the motivation, we know that Judas was wrong.
但是我从马可福音书里面看，我们看见不仅仅是犹大。
But from Mark, we see that it was not only Judas that was making the criticism.
有几个门徒一起。
There were several disciples that were doing the same.
他们说你不对了。
They say you are wrong.
你错了。
You have done something
that's not right. 而且这几个人很生气。
And they were very angry.
所以我今天选的是马可福音。
And so today I picked Mark.
我们就从字面上来看。
And let us study from the words here.
我们知道那个说话的犹大他的动机是错的。
We know that Judas had a wrong motivation in what he said.
但是马可福音书里头没有说是犹大说的。
But Mark did not say that Judas said these things.
而且说好几个门徒这样说。
In fact, he says that there were several disciples that said it.
当这件事情发生了以后，
when after this incident occurred,
主耶稣就出来说话了。
Jesus said something.
他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
他说你们由他吧，何必难为他呢？
He said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her?
他在我身上做的是一件美事。
She have wrought a good work on me.
当我首先读到这一节圣经的时候，我心里都好不服气。
When I first came across this verse, I felt very indignant in me.
我说主耶稣，你这样做真是不够意思。
I said, Lord, the way that you do it is not meaningful enough.
如果这个女子做的是一件美事，为什么不挺身而出替她伸冤呢？
If this lady has done something that is beautiful, then why don't you speak out and make things right for her?
告诉这些门徒，你们不应该，你们错了，她是对的。
Tell these disciples, you are wrong. Don't do this, and she is right.
或者就说一说玛利亚，他们是对的，你是错的。
Or tell Mary, these disciples are right, and you are wrong.
但主耶稣不是这样。
But Jesus did not say that.
由他吧，何必难为他呢？
Let her alone. Why trouble ye her?
他在我身上做的是一件美事。
For she has wrought a good work on me.
这看起来好像主耶稣是一个马马虎虎的人。
It seems that Jesus didn't quite care.
是这样也好，那样也好。
Either way, that's fine.
没有什么关系。
It's okay.
但是我知道我的主耶稣不是这样的。
But I know that Jesus is not that way.
他指责法利赛人的时候，他说：“你们是粉饰的坟墓。”
He pointed at the Pharisees and said, "You are the painted white sepulchre."
外面好看，里面藏的是死人的骨头。
Outside you look very nice, but inside it's the bones of the dead people.
主耶稣没有说法利赛人马马虎虎吧。
Jesus did not say Pharisees let you alone.
你们知道主耶稣有一次问他的一些门徒。
You remember that once Jesus asked the disciples.
别人说我是谁。
Who do other people say that I am?
然后后来问你们说我是谁。
And then later he asked, whom do you say that I am?
哦，那个彼得就回答，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Peter answered, you are Christ, the Son of God.
主耶稣马上就夸奖他。
Jesus praised him immediately.
这个不是人指示你的。
This is not a revelation from man.
这是天上的父指示你的。
But this is...given to you by our heavenly father.
哎呀，好了不起的一个门徒。
This is indeed a great disciple.
然后主耶稣就继续告诉他们，他要为我们的罪钉死在十字架上。
Then he continued to tell the disciples that he was going to be nailed on the cross for our sins.
哦，彼得马上说，主啊，这种事情千万不能发生。
Peter said right away, no, this won't do.
你们记得主耶稣怎么说？
You remember what Jesus said?
主耶稣说，撒旦退去吧。
Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan.
因为你只体贴人的意思，不体贴神的意思。
Because you are concerned only with the hearts of man, not with God.
体贴人的意思，不体贴神的意思，主耶稣要挺身而出责备的。
If you are concerned only with the heart of man and not of God, then Jesus will come right out to scold him.
主耶稣不说马马虎虎吧。
Jesus did not go as though he didn't care.
当我想主耶稣那一天为什么这样说的时候，
As I consider why Jesus said these things,
我知道我的主耶稣不是一个马马虎虎的人。
I know that Jesus is not a sloppy person.
然后我想到这个里面有一个很重要的教训。
I thought of a very important lesson here.
那就是在我日常的生活里面有两大类的事情。
In my daily life, there are two different categories of things.
有一类的事情是是非对错原则的事情。
There's one category which is a matter of right or wrong, it's a principle.
碰到这一类的事情，主耶稣是要挺身而出责备，说的宰钉断铁的。
When it comes to these kind of matters, Jesus is very firm, and he will come out and say it right out.
还有一类的事情。
There's another category of matters.
不是是非对错原则的问题。
It's not a matter of right or wrong. It's not a matter of principle.
只是一个选择的问题。
It's a matter of choice.
只是一个方法的差异的问题。
It's a matter of methods.
或者说是见仁见智的问题。
Or perhaps it's only a different views of the same thing.
两种都不错。
Both things are right.
碰到这种事情的时候，
when it comes to matters like this,
我的主就说你们由他吧。
Our Jesus said, let her alone.
何必难为他呢？
Why trouble ye her?
当我想到这一点以后，我实在是求神，我说谢谢你。
When I came to this matter, I say to the Lord, thank you.
求你帮助我以后分辨我所遭遇的事情，哪一类是这一类，哪一类是那一类。
May God help me so that later on, as I can counter various incidences, I may know which belongs to which category.
当我碰到这一类的事情，求主你帮助我站得稳，敢讲。
When I come to this category of things, I pray that God will make me firm and speak out.
即使所有的人反对我，我也要讲。
Even if all the people are opposed to me, I will say it.
即使我得罪所有的人，我也要讲。
Even if I offend all people, I will still say it.
但是如果是这一类的事情，
But when it comes to that category,
求主帮助我。
May the Lord help me.
不要在这里存着一个批评的态度。
So that I may not have a critical attitude.
一个指责甚至于生气的态度。
To criticize and even to be indignant.
帮我让那个做决定的人能够凭他自己的判断做最好的决定。
I let the decision maker make the best decision according to his judgment.
弟兄姐妹，你知道不知道，在我们日常生活里，大部分是这样子的事情。
Brothers and sisters, do you realize that in our daily life, most of the matters belong to the second category?
很多的时候，我们把这一类的事情当作是非原则的事情在这里说。
Most of the time, we consider these things as matters of principles, right and wrongs.
以至于把很美的事情变得不美了。
So the very beautiful things become not beautiful anymore.
甚至于我们纷争，我们吵架，我们生气。
We fight, we quarrel, we become indignant.
有一对夫妇为了一件事情吵过架。
There is a couple that quarreled about certain things.
因为那个丈夫从小挤牙膏是从后面挤，太太是从中间挤。
Because the husband, ever since he was born, he had always been trained to get the toothpaste out by squeezing from the back, whereas the wife squeezed from the middle.
他一看见这个丈夫一看见这个中间挤了就觉得别扭。
When the husband sees that squeezed in the middle, he feels very unhappy.
他就说你为什么不能那样挤呢？
He says, why don't you squeeze the other way?
那个太太也说你为什么不能这样挤呢？
The wife said, how come you don't do it my way?
两个人为这个要吵架。
And they will fight over this.
还有一对夫妻。
There's another couple.
为了请客的事情吵架。
They quarreled over the matter of inviting friends.
这个丈夫说请客嘛，主要是朋友来，大家一起相聚。
The husband says that in inviting people, the important thing is that the friends come for fellowship.
所以不要太铺张啊。
So don't worry about the elaborate details.
请他们来吃吃包子，喝喝蛋花汤就可以了。
Ask them to come for some Chinese hamburgers and some egg flour soup, and that'll be good enough.
没有想到这个太太受的这个家庭教育不是这样的。
But the wife had a different kind of training.
她说：“你如果是这样请客的话，我出去。”
She said, "If you want to invite friends like this, I'm going out."
我知道那一对夫妻为这个不晓得吵过多少次。
I know that couple had quarreled over this for many times.
我告诉你，那个丈夫等他要学到这个功课的时候，他要向他的太太说对不起。
And after the husband had learned the lesson, he had to say sorry to his wife.
他说：“这个应该是由你决定。”
He said, "This should be your decision."
如果你问我的话，包子蛋花汤就可以了。
If you ask me, 包子 and egg flour soup would be adequate.
但是那个决定权在你。
However, the decision is yours.
更值不得批评、论断、生气。
Much less should we criticize each other, get mad over things like this.
弟兄姐妹，在神的教会里面，这一类的事情是常常不愉快的事情发生的根源。
Brothers and sisters, this is a source of many unhappy incidences in the church.
不久以前，在一个大会里面。
Not long ago, in a certain congress.
对不起，我说在一个教会里面。
In a church.
有一个长老批评另外一个长老。
There was an elder that criticized another elder.
那个批评另外一个长老的人就是我。
The one that criticized was me.
说某某弟兄，我觉得你这样做的不大对。
He said, "Brother, I feel that what you do is wrong."
其实那个不是一件对错的事情。
Actually, it was not a matter of right and wrong.
两个都不错。
Neither of them was wrong.
后来神真是教导我要向那个弟兄去认罪悔改。
Later, God really taught me to say sorry to this brother.
因为很多的时候我们把很美的事情弄坏了。
Because many a times we make beautiful things ugly.
因为有的时候我们把这些不是是非对错的问题当作真理的问题在那里吵。
Because these matters, which are not matters of right and wrong, not matters of principle, we consider them as truths and fight over them.
尤其是当我们对于真理我们觉得我们很清楚的时候，那个危机更大。
Particularly when we feel that we are very clear about the truth, then the crisis is even greater.
求神帮助我们学会这个功课。
May God help us to learn this lesson.
我想我们的生活会有更多美的事情发生。
I believe that in our life there will be more beautiful things.
我相信教会里面会有更多美的见证出现。
I believe that in the church there will be more beautiful testimonies.
我相信 Nichols 会变成一个更成功的一个 Nichols.
I believe that Nichols will be more successful.
第二个功课我从这一段事情里面学到的。
The second lesson that I learned from this passage.
主耶稣说他做的是一件美事。
Jesus said that she had wrought a good work on me.
我就问主耶稣到底美在哪里。
I asked Jesus, In what way is it good and beautiful?
美这个字太抽象了。
Beauty is too abstract a word.
太主观了。
Too subjective.
如果你能够让我看出你说它美，美在哪里，那让我学习做美的事情。
If you let me learn how it is beautiful, then teach me how to do beautiful things.
因为我愿意做在你眼中看为美的事情。
Because I want to do things which are good and beautiful in thy sight.
所以主求你帮助我看出来这美，美在哪里。
So Lord, help me see how exactly this is beautiful.
当我这样子问的时候，我就发现主耶稣说的每一句话都有意思在里面。
When I asked this question, I found that every word that Jesus said had a meaning behind it.
我从主耶稣的话里面，我看出至少有四个美的原则。
From the words of Jesus, I see at least four principles of beauty.
这个可以作为我们每一个人每一天行事的一个原则。
This can become a principle in our daily walks.
因为如果你真的认识主，
because if you really know the Lord,
我相信你会愿意做他看为美的事情。
I believe that you will want to do things which are good and beautiful in His sight.
不仅仅是每一天的生活想做他看为美的事情。
Not only do the beautiful things in your daily life.
你希望你一生所做的每一件事情都是他看为美的事情。
You hope that in your life.Everything that you do will be good and beautiful in His sight.
但是很多的时候，我们觉得这个美这个字太抽象。
But very often we feel the beauty is too abstract a term.
但是主耶稣给我们说的话很少是抽象。
But Jesus' words are very seldom abstract.
我们可以从他的话里看出很具体的原则可以遵循。
From His words, we can see some very clear principles which we can go by.
第一个原则。
First principle.
主耶稣说他所做的是一件美事。
Jesus said.She has brought a good work.
因为常有穷人和你们同在，要向他们行善，随时都可以，只是你们不常有我。
For ye have the poor with you always, and whenever ye will, ye may do them good. But me ye have not always.
这句话让我看见第一个原则是。
Here I see the first principle.
这个女人是一个会把握时机的一个人。
The woman did this thing right on time.
常有穷人和你们同在。
There are poor people with you all the time.
只是不常有我。
However, you do not have me always.
在神的眼中看为美的事情是会把握时机的一件事情。
The thing that is beautiful in God's sight is what you do on the right time at the right time.
我们每一个人都知道，一般常识也是这样讲。
We know that in our common knowledge is the same way.
我们失去掉机会的时候，再想做没有了。
If we lose the opportunity and we want to do it again.The opportunity is gone.
一件事情的成败与时机非常有关系。
Success and failure lies very critically with time.
在神眼中看为美的事情，我觉得第一个原则就是会把握时机。
The thing that is beautiful in God's sight, I feel, is first of all something which you do right on time.
在以色列人的历史里面有以斯帖。
In the history of the Israelites, there was Esther.
她被选在王宫里面做王后。
She was chosen as the queen in the palace.
那个国王忽然听一个奸臣的谗言，要杀掉所有的以色列人。
The king heard the advice of a very bad officer, and so he was going to kill all the Israelites.
以斯帖的叔父听到这个消息。
Esther's uncle heard this.
他就告诉以斯帖说：“你应该做一些事情。”
He told Esther, "You should do certain things."
你应该去见国王。
You should go and see the king.
求他赦免犹太人。
And ask for pardon for all the Israelites.
让他不要杀死你所有的民族。
So that he will not kill your whole nation.
以斯帖说这个事情不能做。
Esther says that won't do.
如果是我进去的话，不是国王召见我，他要砍，我要死的。
If I go in and the king has not called me, I'll be killed.
他的叔父告诉他。
The uncle said,
焉知你得到王后的身份不是为现今的机会吗
？Don't you realize that you have become a queen for the sake of the present time?
神把你放在这样一个环境里面，很可能就是为这样子的机会。
God has placed you in this situation just for that opportunity.
以斯帖听见这一句话，他说什么呢？
Esther heard this, and what did she say?
她说：“你们出去替我祷告。”
She says, "Go on, pray for me."
我的宫女也要和我祷告。
And all my maids will pray with me.
然后我要进去见王。
And I'm going in to see the king.
死就死了。
If I die, I die.
要配代价的。
You have to pay a price.
要牺牲的。
You have to sacrifice.
但是她抓住了那个时机。
But she laid hold on this opportunity.
不但她自己没有死。
Not only was she not killed.
拯救了她的民族。
She has saved her entire nation.
做了以色列的民族史上一件很美的事情。
And there's something beautiful in the history of Israel.
在神眼中看为美的事情，第一件事会把握时机的事情。
The beautiful thing before God, first of all, is something which you do right on time.
主耶稣说他所做的是一件美事。
Jesus said she has done a good work on me.
第二个美的原则在这里。
The second principle of beauty lies right here.
因为常有穷人和你们同在，要向他们行善，随时都可以，只是你们不常有我。
For ye have the poor with you always, and whenever ye will, ye may do them good. But me ye have not always.
这句话让我看出来，这个女人做的美，因为她更直接坐在主的身上。
I see secondly that this thing is beautiful because the work was done directly on the Lord.
如果是坐在穷人的身上，也是坐在主的身上。
If she did it on the poor, it was also doing on the Lord.
那是主耶稣自己的教训。
That was Jesus' own teaching.
那个没有错。
That was not wrong.
但是主耶稣说她做的美。
But Jesus said that she had done a very beautiful thing.
因为常有穷人和你们同在。
Because you have the poor with you always.
要向他们行善，随时都可以。
If you want to do good to them, you can do it anytime.
只是你们不常有我。
But you do not have me always.
这件事情美，因为更直接坐在主的身上。
This thing is beautiful because it's done directly on the Lord.
有的时候，有些年轻人来问我。
Some young people come to see me.
说韩先生怎么样子，韩弟兄怎么样子判断是神的旨意呢
？He says, Brother Han, how do you judge whether this is the will of God?
尤其是如果有两个工作的机会，我怎么选呢
？Particularly when there are two work opportunities, how do I make my choice?
通常我们怎么选呢
？Usually, how do we make our choice?
哪一个待遇好，我选哪一个
？Where it pays a higher salary, that job I would take.
那个通常我们一祷告，感谢神，你给了我一个好的工作。
And we'll pray, praise the Lord, you have given me a good work.
那如果两个待遇一样好，就麻烦了。
If both of them give you the same salary, you are in trouble.
我们说神啊，这真是麻烦。
I said, Lord, we are really in trouble.
我怎么选呢
？How do I make my choice?
我告诉你，我们选的时候就选哪个环境好。
We'll choose the one with a better environment.
若是我们要做在神眼中看为美的事情
If we want to do something that's beautiful in God's sight
选择那直接有效服侍主的工作
Choose that which has the most direct service to the Lord
这个女人做的是一件美事
This woman has done a beautiful thing
主耶稣说因为常有穷人和你们同在只是你们不常有我
Jesus said it's because you have the poor with you always but you do not have me always
我相信这是一个很重要的原则
I believe that this is a very important principle
选择那更直接有效服侍主的工作
To choose the one which gives the mostDirect and effective ministry to the Lord.
不是用一般人的待遇来作为标准。
It's not judged by the usual salary that people get.
不要像一般人一样根据环境来决定。
Don't be like other people and make your choice according to the environment.
如果你真的爱主。
If you really love the Lord.
如果你真的认识他。
If you really know him.
如果你真想做他眼中看为美的事情。
If you really want to do that which is beautiful in his sight.
选择那能够更直接有效服侍他的工作
Choose that which is most effective and direct in his ministry
三年多以前神带领我到中原理工学院去服侍他
Over 3 years ago I was led by the Lord to serve him in the Chongyuan College
几个月下来我发现工作很忙
During those several months I felt that work was very busy
特别我很需要一个能够替我打字写英文信的一个同工
In particular I felt that I neededA co-worker who could type and write letters for me.
经过祷告以后，就在一个聚会的场合宣布中原的这个需要。
After some prayers, I announced this need in Chongyuan during a meeting.
很有意思。
It's very interesting.
那天晚上有一个姐妹在那里。
That night there was a sister there.
她有一个很好的工作。
She had a very good work.
但是她一直觉得这个工作一天到晚就只是打字而已。
But she felt that in this work she would be typing all day long.
与神的工作没有什么太大的关系。
Had no direct relation with God's work.
所以已经有了两三个礼拜，她在那里祷告，她说：“神啊，求你给我一个能够更多服侍你的工作。”
And she prayed, had been praying for 2 or 3 weeks. She says, "Lord, give me a job in which I can serve you more directly."
那天晚上，她听见中原理工学院的需要。
That night, she heard of the need in the Chongyuan Christian College.
回去以后，她告诉她教会里面的一个弟兄。
She went back and told a brother in the church.
她说我祷告了几个礼拜。
She said I've been praying for several weeks now.
我觉得今天这个机会正是我等了。
I feel that this is the opportunity that I was looking for.
她说某某弟兄，你给我给韩弟兄打个电话如何
？Brother, will you make a telephone call to Brother Han?
那个弟兄打电话来。
This brother called me.
她说韩大哥。
Mr. Han.
他说有一个姐妹想申请那个工作。
There's a sister that I would like to apply for this job.
我说你带她来。
Bring her here, I said.
他们到我的家里。
And so they came to my house.
我就问她，我说某某姐妹，你打字打得多快呢
？I asked sister, how fast do you type?
哦，她说我一分钟大概打70几个字，80个字。
I would type about 70 to 80 words every minute.
我大概一分钟打30个字。
I type about 30 words every minute.
还常常用橡皮呢。
And very often I would have to erase.
所以我一听她说打70个字、80个字，我吓了一跳。
When I heard her say that she could type 70 to 80 words every minute, I was shocked.
我知道一个好的秘书大概打50个字、60个字。
I know that a good secretary would type about 50 to 60 words every minute.
所以我就说，请你到我的房里去，用我那个打字机给我打几行看看。
I said, would you go into my room and type a few lines for me?
她进去，哒哒哒哒哒哒哒，一下就打出来了。
She went and very quickly she got it typed.
一点都没有错。
There was no error.
我相信他说的一个字都没有错。
I believe that there was not a single error.
我就问他，我说姐妹，你有工作没有呢
？I asked sister, do you have a job?
她说有。
She says yes.
我说在哪儿做呢
？Where do you work?
她说我在那个美国制手表的那个 Timex 做事。
I work with a Timex company.
我一听说是替美国的公司做事，我的心就冷了一截。
When I heard that she was working for this American company, my heart was cooled.
我就问她，我说你待遇是一个月多少呢
？I said, how much do you get every month?
哦，她说我5000多一点。
A little over $5,000.
那个时候一个教授拿的也只不过是这样。
That's about how much a professor will make.
我一听她说是5000多块钱。
I heard $5,000.
我说某某姐妹，我们中原要不起你。
I said, sister, 中原 can't pay you.
我们的待遇很差
We have a very low salary
所以你不要考虑
So don't consider us
他说韩弟兄
She says brother Han
如果是为了待遇我不来
If it's for a matter of wages I will not come
我相信在这个工作上能够更有效的服侍主
I believe that here I can serve the Lord more effectively
我告诉你我推都推不掉他
I tell you that I could not even reject her
是他硬要来的
She insisted that she would come
3年前4月1号他开始上班
3 years ago on the 1st of AprilShe came to work.
她住在女生的宿舍里。
And she lived in the girls' dormitory.
可以辅导很多的学生。
She could counsel with many of the girls.
也帮助一些团契的工作。
And would also help with a college fellowship.
我感谢神的恩典，神给我这样一个同工。
I thank the Lord for this co-worker.
后来那个暑假，她做见证给我们讲。
That summer, she bear the testimony.
她说，当我第一个月拿到薪水的时候，我的眼泪流下来了。
She said the first month after I got the salary, my tears came down.
因为还是有一点难过
Because I still felt a little bit sad
因为我拿的还不到我那边的一半
Because I was getting less than one half of what I received in the other place
我要讲的就是今天在那个工厂里面
I would say that now in that company
在那个在我们工作的那个学校里面
In the school where I work
有很多这样子不是为了待遇而去的
There are many people that have not come because of the wage that we offer.
实在是选择那更有效、直接服侍主的工作而去。
It's because they have chosen the work in which they can serve the Lord most directly and effectively.
我没有时间讲这个姐妹神怎么样子恩待她。
I do not have time to tell you how the Lord has grace upon the sister.
但我要很简单的告诉你，当一个人敢肯把自己所最爱的放在神的面前的时候，神不会亏待你。
I will tell you that when a person is willing and dare to place what is most precious to him before God, that God will not let him suffer.
神大大的恩待这个姐妹。
God bless the sister greatly.
我没有时间讲。
I will not have time to go through the details.
第三点。
The third point.
主耶稣说她做的是一件美事。
Jesus said she had done a beautiful and good work.
因为她所做的是尽她所能的。
Because she has done all that she can.
在神的眼中看为美的事情总是尽她所能的。
The work which is beautiful in God's sight is one in which you have exerted all your effort.
当那个穷寡妇的两个小钱奉献上去以后
When the poor widow put down her 2 mites,
主耶稣夸奖她
Jesus praised her.
因为她是尽她所能的
Because she has done all that she can.
亚伯拉罕献他的儿子以撒
Abraham offered his son Isaac.
在圣经里面再三地提到这件事情
The Bible repeatedly talked about this matter.
这是在神眼中看为美的事情
Because it is beautiful in God's sight.
因为在他所做的是尽他所能的
Because he has done all that he can.
他最爱的放在神的祭坛。
What he loves the most, he has placed upon the altar.
有一个少年人去见主耶稣。
There was a young person that came to see the Lord.
他说：“良善的夫子，我当怎样行才能承受永生？”
He says, "Good master, what should I do to gain eternal life?"
耶稣说：“诫命你是晓得的，就是不可以杀人，不可以奸淫，不可以偷盗，等等等等等。”
Jesus, you know all the commandments.
这个少年人说：“我从小就都遵守了。”
And this young person said that ever since my youth, I have obeyed these commandments.
圣经上面告诉我们，主看着他就爱他。
The Bible tells us that when Jesus saw him, he loved him.
我告诉你，我们应该羡慕佩服这个年轻人。
I tell you that we should admire and love this young person.
因为我相信他的确是从小就都遵守了。
Because I do believe that ever since he was young, he had obeyed and done these things.
主耶稣说，你若是要做完全人，你还缺少一件。
Jesus said, if you want to be perfect, you lack yet another thing.
你还差一点点。
You are just a little bit short.
你已经做了很多很多很多很多，你还差一点点。
You have done a lot, but there is just a little bit more to do.
你若是要做完全人。
If you want to be perfect,
你就要变卖你一切所有的周济穷人。
Then you sell all that you have and give it to the poor.
你就必有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从我。
And then you have a treasure in heaven. You still have to come and follow me.
这个少年人听见了以后就忧忧愁愁的走了，因为他的产业很多。
When the young person heard this, he went away sorrowful because he had a lot of possessions.
在神眼中看为美的事情是尽其所能的。
In God's eyes, what is beautiful is where you have done all that you can.
那一个少年人做了很多很多很多。
This young person did a lot.
只差一点点
He lacked one thing
今天在北美很多的基督徒恐怕像这个年轻人。
Today I'm afraid in North America there are many young people that are like this young person.
我们爱主。
We love the Lord.
我们跟随主。
We follow the Lord.
我们愿意做完全人。
We want to be perfect.
主耶稣说我们还差一点点。
Jesus said that we are just a little bit short.
没有敢，没有肯把自己所最爱的毫无保留地放在祭坛上。
We dare not, we are not willing to place what is most precious to us upon the altar.
第四个美。
The fourth beautiful point about this.
主耶稣说他是为我安葬的事预先把香膏浇在我的身上。
Jesus said that she had done this to anoint my body after burial.
他是预先为我安葬的事做这件事情。
He has come aforehand to anoint my body to the burial.
这句话我的领会就是主耶稣夸奖他，因为他有远见。
Here I see that Jesus praised her because she had vision.
他不但有远见，而且他有行动配合他的远见。
Not only did she have a vision, but she had action to go with the vision.
在主的眼中看为美的事情是有远见而且有动作配合的那样子的事情。
What is beautiful before God is something in which you do with a vision and yet you have action to go with the vision.
Nacos 的主题是动向与动员。
The theme of Nacos is motivation and mobilization.
我们希望能够看见动向。
We hope that we'll see a direction.
我们实在看见神在中国教会所做的工作。
We see the Lord working in the church, Chinese churches.
在北美兴起查经班。
In North America, there are all these Bible study groups.
在北美复兴他的教会。
In North America, he has revived his own church.
在他自己的教会在东南亚也做了很奇妙的工作。
And his own church has also done wonderful things in Southeast Asia.
我们就问主啊，你要做什么
？We ask the Lord, what do you want to do?
哦，有的人看见很多的远见。
Some people see a lot of vision, has a lot of vision.
哦，很可能神要预备我们向大陆的八亿同胞传福音。
Perhaps the Lord will prepare us to share the gospel with all the people in the mainland of China.
我感谢神，我们有很多人有这样子的远见。
I do thank the Lord that many of us have this vision.
但是有很多人只是有远见而已。
But there are people who have only a vision.
如果只有远见没有行动，我不相信那个美。
If you have only vision but no action, I do not believe in the beauty of this thing.
还有比那个更糟的。
There are some that are worse.
有些基督徒连远见都没有。
Some Christians don't even have a vision.
我们就只不过是过过日子而已。
We are only passing our time.
一个基督徒没有远见。
A Christian without a vision.
没有远见，民就要灭亡。
If without a vision, the people will perish.
神所看为美的事情是有远见而且有行动配合的事情。
What is beautiful in God's sight is something that is done with a vision and yet has an action to go with it.
有人说我们应该向美国人传福音。
Some people say we should preach the gospel to the Americans.
如果你有这样子的看法，求神帮助你有行动。
If you have this vision, may God help you that you have the action to go with it.
有人看见远东需要，那些需要在那里。
Some people see the needs in Southeast Asia.
看见北美实在是神预备最合适的工人。
Pray that God will prepare the most appropriate workers in North America.
说是那样子的工厂，这样子的工人是最适合放在一起的。
Here is the field, and here are the workers, and it seems most appropriate that they could go together.
所以他们求神打发工人去收割庄稼。
So they pray God that He will send workers into the field to collect all the harvest.
这是很好的远见。
That's a wonderful vision.
如果当你付上祷告的代价的时候
as you pay the price of prayer,
我求神让你先去
I pray that God will ask you to go first.
因为如果只有远见没有行动那个没有用
Because if you have only vision but no action it's useless.
从主耶稣的话里面我看出这美有四点
From the words of Jesus, I see these four points to the beauty.
我再重复一遍
Let me repeat.
第一个是会把握时机是在神眼中看为美的
First of all,It is beautiful to be able to do things right on time.
第二是直接坐在主的身上，是在主眼中看为美的。
Secondly, it is beautiful in the eyes of the Lord when we do things directly on the Lord.
第三是尽他所能的，是在主眼中看为美的。
Thirdly, it is beautiful in the sight of the Lord when we do all that we can.
第四是有远见并且有行动配合的。
Fourthly, it is something with a vision and accompanied by action.
我自己还看出一点
I see yet another point
主耶稣没有讲
Jesus did not mention it
但是这件事情摆在我的面前我觉得实在美
But this incident lies before me and I feel that it's beautiful
我最近和弟兄姐妹分享这段经文已经有很多次了
I've shared this passage with some brothers for many sisters for quite a few times
我一个很亲爱的人他听这一段已经听了好几次
There's one who is very dear to me and she has heard this passage for many times
所以这个美第五个美他说对他很有帮助
And she said that this fifth beautiful point is very helpful to her.
对我也很有帮助。
It's also very helpful to me.
当那个女人做了一件美的事情，别人指责她，批评她。
When this woman did this very beautiful thing, other people criticized her, scolded her.
并且生她的气。
Even get angry with her.
马太福音、马可福音、约翰福音里面都没有记载这个女人说任何一句话。
In Matthew, Mark, and John, you do not see any recordings of this woman speaking one word.
我觉得这个很美。
I feel that this is beautiful.
很多的时候，我们做一件事情的时候，会引起别人的误会。
Many times we do something, and other people misunderstand.
会得到别人的批评指责。
Other people criticize you and scold you.
如果你真的知道一切的事情临到你都是主许可的。
If you know that everything that has come to you has been through the permission of the Lord,
你应该敢像诗人一样说，因为我的遭遇是出于你，我就默然不语。
You could say as the poet did, because this incident has come of you, and therefore I keep silence.
能够在这样子的环境下默然不语，我觉得很美。
It's very beautiful to see a person being silent in this kind of a circumstance.
我觉得这件事情发生在一个姐妹的身上更难，所以更美。
I feel that it's more difficult for something like this to happen to a sister, and so it's even more beautiful.
整个的教会的历史是一连串的美事。
In the whole history of the church, there is a whole sequence of beautiful things.
不是玛利亚一个人做了美事。
Mary was not the only one that did the good work.
我刚刚说以斯帖做了在神眼中看为美的事。
Esther has done something that was beautiful in God's sight.
我刚刚说亚伯拉罕做了在神眼中看为美的事。
Abraham had done something that was beautiful in God's sight.
我们可以说斯提凡也做了在神眼中看为美的事。
Stephen had done a good work in God's sight.
我们可以说使徒保罗做在神眼中看为美的事。
The Apostle Paul has done something that was beautiful in God's sight.
不仅仅是早期的教会有很多的美事。
Not only are there many beautiful things in the early church.
整个的教会的历史是一连串美事的累积。
The whole history of the church is a sequence of good works and beautiful things.
是爱主的基督徒用血和生命写出来的。
It's Christians who love the Lord, having written this history with their blood and their life.
中国的教会也有很多的美事。
In the Chinese church, there are also very many beautiful things.
如果我们数算也数算不完。
We cannot begin to say these things.
戴德生先生被神使用，做了在神眼中看为美的事。
Mr. Hudson Taylor was used by the Lord and did something that was beautiful in God's sight.
在剑桥读书的七个弟兄，做了在神眼中看为美的事。
The Cambridge Seven did something that was beautiful in God's sight.
宋尚杰弟兄做了在神眼中看为美的事。
Brother John Song did something that was beautiful in God's sight.
尼托森弟兄做了在神眼中看为美的事。
Brother Watchman Nee did something that was beautiful in God's sight.
如果是要数算，我们数算不完。
If we are to count, we cannot begin to count.
我再说，整个的教会的历史是一连串美事的累积。
I once again repeat that the whole history of the church is a sequence of beautiful works.
是所有的基督徒用血、用泪、用生命写出来的。
Christians have written these stories with their blood, with their tears, with their life.
我感谢神的恩典，今天我们在这里。
I thank the Lord that today we are here.
活在这一个很重要的中国教会的历史的重要点。
We live in a very crucial moment in the history of the Chinese church.
除非你肯打破你的玉瓶。
Unless you are willing to break your box of ointment.
除非我肯打破我的玉瓶。
Unless I am willing to break my box of ointment.
除非今天在这里所有弟兄姐妹肯做神眼中看为美的事情。
Unless all the brothers and sisters here are willing to do what is beautiful to God.
否则我们中国的教会的历史是一片空白。
Otherwise, the church history during this period would be just blank.
Nacos 的成败在什么地方？
Where does the success or the failure of Nacos lie?
我的看法是这样。
This is my view.
若是神的灵感动你，感动我。
If God's Spirit moves in you and in me,
让我们肯而且敢把自己所最爱的毫无保留的放在神的手里。
That we are willing and dare to place that which is most precious to us in God's hand.
把这个意向，把这个行动带回去。
And to bring back the vision and the action.
带到你的教会，你的查经班，带到你的机构。
To your church, to your Bible study, to your organization.
我相信神要在中国的教会历史上展开一个新的一页。
I believe that God will turn a new page in the history of the Chinese church.
不仅仅是玛利亚一个人打破鱼瓶。
It was not only Mary that broke her box of ointment.
1900多年来，无数的圣徒这样做了。
In over 1900 years, numerous saints have done the same.
我要告诉你，今天在我们的中间有很多这样子的弟兄姐妹。
I will tell you that today in our midst there are many brothers and sisters who are like that.
我不愿意说他们所做的。
I would not like to tell you what they do.
我知道他们做的。
I know what they have done.
但是我求神让我们每一个人有一样的心智。
But I pray that God will give to us all the same mind.
让我们每一个人都像玛利亚一样做在主眼中看为美的事情。
That we may do like Mary that which is good in God's sight.
所以弟兄们，
And therefore,
我以神的慈悲劝你们。
By the mercies of God, I exhort you.
将身体献上当作活祭。
That you will present your bodies a living sacrifice.
We are very happy to have.Brother Moses Yi to report to us tonight concerning the Chinese churches in different parts of the world. And we thank the Lord for giving him the opportunity to travel to visit churches. So this evening we just pray that through his report and many of us will be lifted up and praising the Lord for what he has done in different parts of the world. And also will add it to us the burden of prayer, praying for one another.So I would like to turn this time to Brother Yi, and we are very happy to have a young brother from Pittsburgh, Simon Yi, to interpret.
我很感谢主，这一次能有这和弟兄姊妹们有很深刻的交通。
We do thank the Lord that this time we are able to have a very deep fellowship with brothers and sisters.
能也认识一些新的弟兄姊妹们。
And to know some new brothers and sisters.
这是我个人的享受。
This is my personal enjoyment.
也是我多年在外边做工的一个感觉。
And this is also a feeling which I acquired by working many years outside.
一方面做工。
On the one hand, I work.
能帮助一些的弟兄姊妹们。
To help some brothers and sisters.
一方面也是为中的享受。
On the other hand, it's also my own enjoyment.
这是我要谢谢主，谢谢大家这一次的聚会所给我的。
I want to thank the Lord and thank each one of you for giving these to me.
关于今天华人在世界各地的工作
，concerning the work of the Chinese in various areas of the world，
我想很多人也知道。
I believe that many of you know.
今天晚上我不是给大家统计的数字。
Tonight I'm not giving you some statistics.
乃是把一切的实在的需要放在弟兄姊妹们面前。
But to place before brothers and sisters some real needs.
我们必须要认清楚我们今天华人在世界里面所占的福音上的地位。
We must be clear about the position that the Chinese are occupying in this world.
那么我就先从欧洲这一方面讲。
Let me start from Europe.
主给我有机会，差不多每一年总要去一次欧洲。
The Lord has given me opportunity so that at least once a year I will go to Europe.
现在在欧洲有十万多一点的华侨。
And now in Europe there are over 100,000 Chinese people.
主要的工作他们就是开餐馆。
The main work is opening restaurants.
所以你无论是到丹麦去。
So whether you go to Denmark,
到挪威去
to Norway,
总是几条街或者一条街有两三个中国餐馆的。
In each street or several streets, you will see one restaurant.
So yes,
Chinese restaurant.
他们差不多每一个角落里都有中国餐馆。
In every corner, there is a Chinese restaurant.
要是我们能有这样的去传福音的精神的话，我们相信福音已经传遍了全世界。
If we have the same urgency, same zeal to preach the gospel, then perhaps the gospel will have reached every corner of the world.
因为我们中国人传插不碎比任何传福音来的都厉害。
Because the Chinese are able to spread about the chop suey much more than we are able to spread about the gospel.
这是好处，也是问题。
This is a good point. This is also a problem.
所以虽然在欧洲一带有这么多的华侨
，and so we see all these Chinese in Europe.
但真正的能成立聚会的
，but the places in which we can really form meetings
那能一成为一点教会的样子的
and can become a church
在欧洲大陆现在有四个
in Europe there are four locations
这比较最强壮的就是巴黎的那一间中国教会
the strongest is the church in Paris
那么再其次就是荷兰的 Rotterdam 的那一个教会
secondly the church in Rotterdam in Holland
然后有两个在德国。
And then there are two others in Germany.
其他有小的聚会。
There are all those other small gatherings.
现在在法国同德国的边境有一位姊妹在那里开始一个查经的聚会。
In between Germany and France, recently there is a sister that has begun a meeting.
这一位姊妹因为她的丈夫和她孩子撞车死掉之后，她重新的得到复兴。
After the death of her husband and her children from a car accident, this sister was once again revived.
所以我们所以最近巴黎的教会就把圣经把诗送给她，让她开始这个工作。
And so lately, the church in Paris has been sending to her Bibles and hymnodies so that she can start a work.
在这个去年的秋天，陈刘弟兄就在比利时的京城布鲁索在那里开始了一个聚会。
Last fall, Brother Chan started a meeting in the capital of Belgium.
那么我有这今年春天的时候有机会去每一个地方。
This spring, I had an opportunity to visit every one of these places.
他们所需要的。
Their need.
倒不是经济的问题。
It's not a financial one.
今天需要我们的祷告。
Today they need our prayers.
需要一个新的力量能去传福音。
They need a new strength to preach the gospel.
因为在比方说在巴黎的华侨。
For example, the Chinese in Paris.
多半是做两种的工作。
They are mostly occupied with two kinds of professions.
第一个就是传chop suey。
First of all, they preach chop suey.
那么第二点呢，他们现在做钱包。
Secondly, they want to
女人的手袋。
They want to make purses.
所以这两个都有人的都有一个人的有亲切的关系。
And so all these are personal belongings.
因为做手包呢，这个是没有时间性的。
Because these people that make purses are not confined in their time.
越做多呢越赚钱。
The more they make, the more money they make.
所以聚会去教会就成了一个很大的问题。
And therefore going to meetings become a real problem.
在巴黎教会还没有传道人。
The church in Paris does not have a preacher yet.
但是感谢主，在我们当中有一位弟兄就要去了。
But we do thank the Lord that in our midst there's one brother who is about ready to go.
我们要为他祷告，这个地方的工作不是简单的，不是容易的。
We have to pray for him because the work there is not easy.
像巴黎那一带，所以法国大概有5000中国华侨。
In France there are about 5,000 Chinese.
很多人去的时候都是以特别的光景之下去的。
Most people go there under very special circumstances.
我不敢，我不是没有一个确切的数目字。
I do not have the exact number.
但有一些人
，but there are some people
都是在圣诞节的时候去的。
They go during Christmas.
因为他们圣诞节的海关呢、移民局检查是最马虎的时候。
Because during Christmas, it's easiest to get through the customs.
他们都在那喝酒庆贺耶稣降生。
And they drink alcohols in celebration of Christmas.
所以这一些人呢，下了飞机呢，就糊里糊涂的就进去了。
So after these people get down from the airplane, it's very easy for them to get through.
按照法国的移民条例
，according to the French immigration laws,
你住了一个时候，你就可以请求居留了。
After you stay for a little while, you can apply for permanent residence.
所以他们毫无办法。
And so they have no other way.
我也不，当然我不能以在这个方面说判断他们的问题。
Of course, by this.Merely, I cannot judge their problem.
But 无论怎么样，他们的是需要福音的。
But whatever it is, they do need the gospel.
那么在荷兰的教会
，the church in Holland，
现在 Rotterdam 的教会
，the church in Rotterdam，
是两个青年人在那里做。
Right now, there are two young people who are responsible.
他们没有受过神学的教育
，they have never received any theological seminary training.
他们只有一个热心
，they have only a zeal.
神也的确赐福给他们
，and the Lord indeed blessed them.
所以我们要纪念他们的祷告
，so that we should remember them in our prayers.
在 Amsterdam。
In Amsterdam,
他们的只有礼拜六有晚上有查经。
They only have a Bible study on Saturday nights.
最近所以王云信牧师同周祝培牧师都去了。
Lately, Brother Thomas Wong and also Reverend Moses Chow have also gone.
那么还有一个工厂是没有开，没有人去注意的。
There's another place of work which has escaped our notice.
我在比利时京城上遇到一个青年人，他在那里对这个事情有负担。
In the capital of Belgium, I met a young man who had a burden towards this.
因为有大概4000多华侨在西班牙。
There are about 4,000 Chinese who are in Spain.
那里是一个天主教统治的国家。
This is basically a Catholic country.
所以这个工作是急切需要的。
So this, there's a great need there.
那么在伦敦的方面就不同了。
In London, it's somewhat different.
你们大家都听说过有一位叫做王尤德牧师。
You have all heard of Reverend Wong.
他已经离开世界。
he has already left this world.
借着他多年在那里工作,
after all the work that he has been doing in those past years,
就产生了学校的工作,
campus work has started.
也是在学校里边有不少的团契,
so in various schools, there are lots of these Bible studies.
现在他过世之后就有位姊妹叫王光霞, 她在那里接替这个工作,
after he passed away, there's another sister who is continuing this work.
那么他就特别着重到这个在伦敦一带的许多医院的护士学校里边的中国的护士。
She put much emphasis on the work among the nurses, Chinese nurses in the hospitals which are in the vicinity of London.
据我最近的消息是知道在伦敦一共有两个中国教会。
Lately, I found out that in London there are two Chinese churches.
一个是多用英文的, 一个是多用广东话的。
In one, the major language is English, in the other, the major language is Cantonese.
在我转到别的题目之前，我要告诉大家，在伦敦有1000多个中国饭馆。
Before I will turn to other subjects, I'd like to tell you that in London there are over 1,000 Chinese restaurants.
那么这个要传福音是一个大的工作。
So this is a great work to preach the gospel there.
所以在伦敦的那个布道团布道工作呢，他们就特别请一个传道人专门向这些餐馆的人去传福音。
In London, they invited a preacher just to preach to these people who are working in the restaurants.
所以在 欧洲向华侨工作是一个很艰巨的工作。
And so in Europe, in order to work among the Chinese, this is no easy work.
在非洲,
in Africa,
那么这个工作也是现在没有什么集中的工作。
Right now, there is no concentrated effort.
但是在南非, 在约翰斯伯格那里有中国教会。
However, in South Africa, in Johannesburg, there is a Chinese church.
那么在东非那里有一个专门讲客语的华侨教会。
In East Africa, there is a Chinese church which speaks only Hakkanese.
因为那里有2万多、3万的华侨是主要的是用客家话的。
Because there are 20,000 to 30,000 Chinese people there who use Hakkanese.
这个欧洲非洲的国家我们称为第三势力、第三国家。
We call Africa the third world.
所以今天的中共对于那个地方的问题是非常注意的。So
lately, the communists have paid particular attention to the problems there.
那么他们打发人去。
They send people there.
当我这一次在瑞士的时候。
This last time when I was in Switzerland.
最后一天。
During the last day,
有一个瑞士的人来同我谈话。
There was a Swiss guy that came and talked to me.
他就说我是专门向中国人做工的。
He said that I work specially among the Chinese.
他说我曾经到非洲去坦桑尼亚那里向中国人传福音。
I have been to Tanzania in Africa to preach among the Chinese people there.
我想去年周柱培牧师也去过了。
Last year, Reverend Moses Chow also went there.
那是一个机会。
This is an opportunity.
他对我说,
He said to me,
他说我曾经去过不丹尼泊尔。
Not only have I been to Nepal,
还有就是在靠近西藏边境的一带。
Also, the various places that are close to Tibet.
那么只要有中国人，我就向他们传福音。
As long as there are Chinese people, I will preach to them.
所以他讲这个话很感动我的心。
I was very much touched by these words.
一个欧洲的青年。
This European young person.
对中国人的福音的问题是非常的有负担。
He had a very particular burden towards the Chinese people to preach the gospel to them.
我们 的感觉怎么样呢?
What about our own feelings?
今天我们说我们的人才在美国。
Today we say that our manpower is in the United States.
钱财在远东。
Money is in Far East.
这几年我们对于财产的工作非常的注意。
In these few years, we are very concerned about energy sources.
我曾经最近到远东的几个地方去。
Lately, I've been to several places in the Far East.
他们有几个教会向我请求一件事。
Several churches had a request of me.
他说你能不能介绍一点人，我们好以帮助他把他拆传出去。
Can you introduce some people whom we can send out?
那今天的问题不是没有钱。
Today the problem lies not with money.
那是没有人。
But there is no manpower.
我可以拆遣谁呢？
Whom can I send?
谁肯为我去？
Who is willing to go for me?
这是我们今天的问题。
This is our basic problem today.
我们有我们自己的计划。
We have our own plans.
我们为我们的前途。
For our future.
我们容易决定。
We easily make decisions.
一来到传福音的事情上。
As soon as it comes to a matter of evangelization.
我们会考虑到不知道有多方面的问题。
We consider all aspects of the problems.
有谁站在主的方面。
Who will stand on the Lord's side?
肯为他流血。
And will be willing to shed their blood for him.
肯为他传福音。
And to preach the gospel for them.
那么现在讲到亚洲。
And now we turn to Asia. I believe that we are most familiar with that continent. Today, although we do not have the exact number of Chinese people,
但是大概有 3,000万多人,
but there is at least 30 million people.
那么大多都是人在亚洲,
and most of them are in Asia.
台湾有1,500万,
in Taiwan, there is 15 million people.
那么香港有500万,
in Hong Kong there are 5 million people.
那么马来亚同新加坡那里差不多300万或300万这个数目字不准确。
In Malaya and Singapore there are about 2 million, somewhere between 2 million and 3 million people.
印尼有人说300万200万这个数目字也不准确。
In Indonesia we have about 2 million to 3 million people.
泰国
in Thailand
同越南
in Vietnam
都有很多的华侨,
there are lots of Chinese people there.
所以你可以看见到处分布的华人这么多,
so you can see all these Chinese people dispersed into various places.
不错, 各地方都有华侨的教会,
it's true that there are Chinese churches all over the places.
在我去的这些的地方,
of all the places that I have
我觉得最大的需要,
been to, I feel that the greatest need,
那是今天的西贡同提安一带, 就是越南的一带的华侨,
lie in Saigon and places around Vietnam.
比方说在高棉同这个劳窝那一带,
for example, close to Laos,
那么多的华侨,
there are so many Chinese.
我们中国的传道人多少呢?
How many Chinese preachers are there?
过去多年的功夫有两个姊妹在那里工作,
in all the past years there were two sisters that were working there.
当然有别的人去,
of course there were other people that went
因为,
too.
因为很难有时候拘留在那个地方工作,
sometimes it's very difficult to stay there for a long period of time to work.
比方说今天在, 西贡同提案,
for example, today in Saigon,
活起来至少有75万的华侨,
there are at least 750 1,000 Chinese.
那里有多少中国教会呢?
How many Chinese churches are there?
大大小小一共8个,
there are 8 churches altogether.
他们的教育的名册上,
in their education,
他们的, 这个
in,
membership,
in their membership,
大概有2,000人,
perhaps there are 2,000 people.
礼拜天的聚会活起来大概有多少人呢?
During the Sunday worship, how many do they have?
600-700-800人的光景,
about 600, 700 or 800.
需要福音,
they need the gospel.
他们现在又听见炮声了,
now once again they hear the sound of cannons.
他们的灵魂如何?
How about their souls?
今天中国人分布在北美,
today the Chinese are dispersed in North America.
现在在, 巴西,
in Brazil,
甚至在智利,
in Chile,
也有中国的教会,
there are also Chinese churches.
今天这些的教会的责任在谁的身上?
But who, on whose shoulder do these responsibilities lie?
传福音是在我们这个时代的身上,
the responsibility of preaching the gospel lies with us.
但是在这里我要提出两件事,
but here I'd like to mention two things.
第一,
first,
今天我们要学习一件事,
today we have to learn one thing.
第二代的中国人,
the second generation Chinese,
现在多半忘记了中文,
most of them have forgotten Chinese.
在这个政治的势力的光景之下,
under this political situation,
他们只会本地的言语,
they know only their own the language here.
所以我们今天要传福音,
and therefore today if we are to preach,
我们要学他们的言语,
we have to learn their language.
既然讲到言语, 我讲第二件事,
when it comes to language, I'd like to mention the second point.
我们不能今天中国人, 华人不能光是顾华人,
today the Chinese people cannot be concerned only with the Chinese.
你以为我这个言论很古怪,
perhaps you think that this theory is strange.
越是等耶路撒冷全城人的信主,
as you wait for the whole city of Jerusalem to believe in Christ,
犹大地的每一个人都信主,
everyone in Judah has to believe in Christ,
美国全国的个个人都信主,
everyone in the United States have to believe in Christ.
我们再把传教士传出去,
and then we'll start preaching the gospel to other places.
我想我们今天没有机会站在这里,
I believe that we do not have the opportunity to stand here.
我的祖父没有办法得救,
My grandfather would not be a Christian.
我的父亲, 不能得救,
my father would not have been saved.
就是有人肯牺牲,
it was precisely because someone was willing to do the sacrifice.
今天我们的眼光要放大,
and so today we have to have a far vision.
谁有谁肯去呢?
Who is willing to go?
我可以差遣谁呢?
Whom can I send?
谁肯去呢?
Who is willing to go?